523 straight up. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Let's all count together on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon where the phone number is 888-808-1019. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did Mitchell Robinson get that many years?
Seven.
Let's talk about Mitchell Robinson.
Losses. The swoon is on. Mitchell Robinson is no longer a Nick. He's now a Boston Celtic. I told you it's going to happen on Wednesday.
You nailed the Wednesday.
Nobody wants to listen to me at all about that. We'll get into that in the time we have. Obviously, I'll have more on that tomorrow as well. And the New York Mets are being blown out early in Toronto as well. Tough day to be a New Yorker sports fan, for sure. Good afternoon, Big Mac. I know how you are, but how are you today, pal?
Yeah, I'm miserable.
As you should be.
That was disgusting. This team is disgusting. They don't know how to win. They don't know how to make the winning plays. Both these series, they've lost 7 in a row, swept in a 4-game set at Fenway, swept by the Tigers here at home, and in both finales had opportunities to win the game and cannot make the big play, cannot get the big out. Doval, I mean, the guy comes in with an ERA under 1 in his last 10 starts, and he's blowing people away. 102 miles an hour. He gets, with the runner on second base, he gets the first two outs. He's 0-2 on a lousy right-handed hitter, and he falls apart and gives up 4 runs.
Yeah, now, walk.
Oh, my God. How does someone lose it like that? How do you go from being dominant 0-2 against a right-handed hitter, and right-handed hitters, he's dominated. How do you go from that moment to falling apart in a instant? Yeah. It is so frustrating. And then the at-bat with Cabrera, like, there's so many things, and I know this isn't the show that we go through all the so many things.
Not enough time.
And I'll have the go get them, but there are so many things that went into this loss that make me disgusted. But I'll still say, as bad as Doval was, as miserable as the Cabrera bat was, and we find out to start the game, the whole team's sick. You got that? The whole team's got the flu. The whole team ate something bad. The whole team did something, I don't know. So they're limited. They're playing Caballero in center field. They can't go to Jones until late. They got no Schumann, so the manager thinks he can't pinch hit. An obvious pinch hitter in a pinch hit situation late in the game.
Goldschmidt.
You got to pinch hit Goldschmidt. And I know I'm all over the place because I'm frustrated. But in the 10th inning, after they get through the 9th, and once they get through that 10th inning, and it's the bottom of the 10th, and you have a runner at third base with less than 2 outs, that's the game right there. I got Doval coming up next. I don't trust him. I know I just said he had an ERA under 1, and he looked dominant. I don't trust him in a big spot to save my life at all. I would never trust that dude. He's untrustable. You cannot pitch him in big situations. He's very shaky. Now, because of the situation, he had to be the next guy. I'm not blaming Boone for that, but you know that's what's coming. I don't care if Schumann's unavailable, and because of all the other moves, you don't have an infield to play if he doesn't come through. You're not winning the game if he doesn't come through. Right. That's how I'm viewing the situation. I need that runner to score, or I'm losing.
One out, man on third, bottom of the 10th.
And he has Cabrera, who's 0 for 8, just came up for a cup of coffee because the McMahon has a throat infection and a stomach virus. So, like, he's up here for a cup of coffee. He's 0 for 7 going into the at-bat, 0 for 8 going into the at-bat, and he strikes out. That's the moment right there. You have to win this game. But of all of that, here's the main crux of it. Rice has been awful. I know he hit a home run last night, and he comes through with a leadoff single in this game, but he had a big opportunity with runners on, 3-pitch strikeout. Bellinger is
and
one for his last.
He takes the first pitch, a fastball down the middle, yes. Doesn't swing at it.
Yes.
Swings at a pitch out of the strike zone,
yep.
And then watches the strike three go right down the pike too.
It's a horrendous at bat. Fastball down the middle, breaking ball in the dirt, swing over that, and then swing right through a fastball right down the middle, right. In a huge spot. Bellinger is lifeless. Bellinger looks awful. They gave Bellinger the day off yesterday after 50-plus straight games, hoping that it could spark him. He looks awful. He's won for his last 137. He hasn't had an RBI, Craig, since the year of the flood. I can't remember the last time Bellinger's got an RBI. And all of the ills of this team, all of the question marks of this team are still there, and none of the positives, none of the guys you count on, none of the people you can trust come through in the big spot right now. They don't know how to win. The manager right now doesn't know how to make the move to win. The players don't know how to make the right swing selection or make the right play. They're throwing the ball around the final play of the game practically to make that a 4-run game instead of a 3-run game. Every mistake that you can make, this team is making in critical spots. Oh, and by the way, every single starting pitcher they have faced in the 7-game stretch has been Cy Young and Sandy Koufax,
right.
Because they have been completely, completely emasculated.
They were two hits through, what, seven innings today?
The starting pitcher, Melton. Troy Melton.
Well, the good news is...
He's pitched fairly well, but he's Troy Melton.
There's good news for you. Even though you're now in a legitimate June swoon.
Yes.
And even swept in back-to-back series, which now qualifies 100%. As a swoon.
No, it's a swoon. I mean, all right. Listen,
we're swooning. We're swooning.
Does it matter? I'm so tired of this. Who cares if it matters?
We're swooning.
It's a seven-game losing streak.
You were an anti-swoon guy yesterday. You said, I want to wait to see we lose back-to-back series.
I said, you can't call it a swoon until you lose back-to-back.
Well, we lost back-to-back series because they lose last night. They lose today.
They're 8-12 in their last 20. I don't know if I'd call that a swoon.
Swooning.
But they've lost seven in a row. What do I give a damn what you call it?
I call it a swoon. A June swoon.
Call it a swoon.
That's we're gonna make T-shirts. We're now in the midst of another June
swoon. And I can't explain why it continually happens.
I don't know either. I can't explain why year after year.
Maybe
they get bored playing baseball.
They go through
June.
A stretch. I don't know. And I don't think it's the manager's fault, but at some point it happens every year, and he's the only thing that's not changing.
A couple of things to get to. Obviously, we'll do a lot more tomorrow, but just to give you the lowest hanging fruit because we have a shortened show today. If you want to talk Yankees, get on the horn. Obviously, 888-808-1019, the afternoon fan line is always made possible by Verizon Business. Take control of your mobile plan with my biz plan. Mitchell Robinson signs a 3-year contract for, was it $47.5 million?
Yeah.
The last year's a player option to go to a hated rival, the Boston Celtics. I told you a deal was coming today. I thought the Knicks were going to find a way to keep him. This is not a, hey, let's yell James Dolan situation, because if we believe that Leon Rose is making basketball decisions, then have faith in Leon Rose.
Yeah.
The reason the Knicks don't give Mitchell Robinson that deal, and we're not going to start attacking Mitchell Robinson. We know he's a flawed player. We know he's not going to play more than 60 games for the Celtics next year, because that's what he is, right? We know he's not going to average in crunch time more than 15 minutes a game, even if he is their starting center, because he gets hurt so much, and he was woefully out of shape in the playoffs this past year when it came to aerobics, right? But if you do sign him to that deal, everyone that's yelling and screaming right now, you have zero roster flexibility. And if we think Leon Rose is the best at maneuvering a roster when he had to, like when he got Jose Alvarado, when Deuce McBride went down, then you have to have some level of faith and trust in Leon Rose to now make this roster whole with not one guy, but now two guys. I'm not going to bore you with the guys, the non-household names.
Right.
But there's about five or six, seven guys that are available that gives the Knicks size behind Karl-Anthony Towns. I thought they were going to figure it out. I was wrong on that. Let me put that out there now for everyone attacking me on Twitter. But I still have 100% faith in Leon Rose as the best GM in basketball today, that while it's a loss, while we're going to give Mitchell a standing ovation and a video tribute and a ring when the Celtics do come to the Garden, this is not like losing OG Anunoby or Bridges even, or obviously Jalen Brunson. It is a loss, 100%, but we are talking about a flawed player that only played 13 minutes a game in the postseason. The one thing you can't replace, I don't care who they sign, is his extraordinary ability to get offensive rebounds.
Yes.
That is a loss. And let's remember, the last rebound of Mitchell Robinson's career was off the missed free throw in Game 5. At home to win the series in San Antonio when he got the offensive rebound up by two, and then the Knicks wind up winning the series.
No, I mean, listen, he's a key piece. It's a great Knick career. He'll always be beloved, part of the championship, second round pick. You know, was there for the lousy times. Incredible defender, incredible offensive
rebounder.
And good
for him, he got that contract.
Good for him, he got that money. It sucks to see him go to Boston on some level,
but
I got to be honest with you. I think what makes it easier, and something you just said there, last year I thought he was a key part of getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals. His postseason play was excellent. They won a championship, and I can count on that offensive rebound and a couple of other situations. I don't think he was a key cog to the run.
And he's an offensive liability.
Well, he's an offensive liability. You're constantly going to have to get him off the floor every time you're in the bonus.
Right.
Like, it stinks. I would have rather had him back. But I think as a Knick fan celebrating a championship, I'm more just like, congratulations, you got the bag. We're going to miss you.
That's how I view it.
Sucks you're going to be playing against us in a Boston uniform. But ultimately, we won our championship with you. You're a flawed player. I don't think you impacted the postseason run, this great postseason run, all that much.
Couple key rebounds.
Big key rebounds, no doubt, and they're going to miss him. But I'm happy for him. I'm happy we're champions, and it's really hard to get it's really hard to get upset about.
Like,
and
I'm
I do.
Not,
I trust Leon Rose.
And that's it.
Oh, how are they going to get a backup big? How are they going to get a backup big? He'll find
them. And by the way, as much as this is, you know, Dolan and Leon Rose saying we're not going to the second apron, which is a part of this.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of you just don't understand what the second apron is. I'm not going to get in the weeds on it. But if you gave Mitchell that contract, which would have been ridiculous to see him that kind of money, considering
I think it is,
he's not available as much as a guy making $15 million a year should be available if you count on him that much, you have zero flexibility. If he gets hurt, you can't go get anybody. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into that obviously more tomorrow. I want to give you that.